Well, hello and welcome. So we've got a quick kind of mid episode, not really episode 72 and not really episode 73, just a quick message to our listeners. So hang in there with us. We got five quick things we want to update you on. The first is our Twitter is now giving us the ability for listeners to subscribe. So Scott, is there anything you want to talk about there as we move towards a subscription model on our Twitter for some episodes?
Right. So, you know, I think with Twitter, you know, giving creators the opportunity to engage with their subscribers or their, you know, or their followers a little bit in more detail, this gives us an opportunity to, you know, really connect closer to the people that really would like to get to know us a little bit better and to go a little bit deeper on the podcast. So the subscribers would get a little bit more content and access than we have done in the past.
Yeah. And we also want to keep this a lot more consistent. So what Scott and I are hoping for is an episode per week. And we have not come close to that kind of consistency in the podcast. But what we will do is we will be putting 50% of our podcast on Twitter only for subscribers only. So a couple things. First, we would encourage everyone here who listens, if you're a listener who mainly uses TikTok or Instagram or Facebook, we would encourage you to go get on Twitter, because from this point forward, half of our episodes are going to be on Twitter only. But also, because we're doing that, we're going to try to really improve and increase the amount of guests and the quality of the guests. We've had great listener or guests on the podcast, but we're really going to attack getting some of the very best guests in tennis for our listeners and especially our subscribers. Scott, is there anything you want to talk about when we think about how many 50%
yes.
of our going out? For
yeah. Subscribers? So when we talk about trying to hit a 50-50 ratio, you know, what I'd envision is the podcasts are a little bit more personal that are, you know, stuff that we've done on our own in terms of research or our stories or things that we've personally done will be probably more things that would go on in the subscriber only, where we have guests that are trying to maybe promote something like Petros, our last guest, he was trying to promote his recruiting business. Those would be fall more under the public realm. So, you know, that's sort of the way to think about how we would start to identify podcasts as being, you know, subscriber only versus out for the public.
Yeah, totally agree. But the more personal ones will be obviously for subscribers only.
Also, yeah. And just want to add, you know, I'm doing some research on just sort of, you know, a few years ago, we did a project where we looked back at rankings and how those played out over the years. I'm updating that. And those are the kind of things that would go into the subscribers only. Things where we're putting a lot of personal effort and resources into would be for subscribers.
100%. So again, let me reiterate, if you're not on Twitter, we would encourage you to go join Twitter, follow us on Twitter, and then would love for you to subscribe, because if you're not a subscriber, those episodes won't even be available to you and that data won't be available to you. Also, one of the things we're going to try to do, and Scott and I have brainstormed this, and I think it's kind of a cool idea, but we're going to try to do an episode a week, but the fourth episode of the month, we're going to try to do as a live Twitter space. And so if you're not familiar, a Twitter space is almost like a room where everyone can join at the same time. Scott and I will have the ability to bring people on stage to ask questions and then put them back as a listener once they've asked their questions. So really, it's an opportunity, almost like you think about in the 80s, the old radio call-in shows. It will end up being like a radio call-in show. So what we're going to try to do is have some of our very best guests, maybe multiple of them at once, come on, and then we'll ask questions and then allow our listeners to also ask questions on those Twitter spaces. Those Twitter spaces will be live, but they'll also be recorded. So subscribers will be able to participate in them live. But if you miss it live, you'll be able to go back and listen to it. And again, that will be for subscribers only. Anything you want to add to that piece, Scott?
No, I think that's something that's really exciting and really innovative in terms of the podcast space. A lot of the podcasts, you know, are done recorded, and you know, there isn't really any opportunities for the listeners to engage. And what we sort of want to do is, you know, like I say, a lot of parents have specific questions. You know, we try and, you know, use our experience when we ask questions to help the vast majority of our listeners. But I think this would help, you know, parents that may have a specific situation. They've got a question that they would like to ask the guest that they just don't have the connection to. So I think it'd be a great opportunity to bring the subscribers into, you know, that area where they can, you know, feel like they can get their specific question asked, you know, because every time I listen to a podcast, oh, I wish I would have asked this, or maybe I should have said this. Now it's your chance to take advantage of that.
Man, what a good point. I didn't even think about that when we were thinking about doing this. The idea that a parent with a specific question now can ask that question, and they don't have to necessarily name their child, but they can ask a more personal question. What a great point. Yeah. The last thing we're going to try to do for subscribers is we take a ton of pictures, whether that's at junior tournaments, pro tournaments, a lot of videos. Scott especially is very good at this. Obviously, Scott mentioned the research that he's done. That research that he did, and he and I did it together, but Scott did the majority of it, where he basically went and pulled the 12 and under rankings, and then we looked at from like 10 years ago, and then looked at, okay, where are all these kids today? Because you hear a lot of pros say, well, it doesn't matter how well you do in the 12s. Well, we wanted to see, is that necessarily true, right? So that type of research that Scott does is going to be for subscribers only. I want to add one other, and then I want to throw it to Scott for this. One other thing is the first 20 subscribers, we've got a payers and players t-shirt for. So the first 20 who subscribe, if you'll DM us what your size is, I'll ship you a t-shirt. And so Scott, let me throw it to you on that. What, anything else about the pictures, the video, the research that we're going to put
out? Yeah, well, just one of the, you know, like I say, you know, I think we'll probably be in Tulsa this summer during the, that 25K they have there. And so what we'd like to do is sort of almost do like a behind the scenes documentary on what life is like at a 25K or a 15K, give, you know, people in, you know, what do you call it? Just a exposure to what the grind is really like for these guys that are transitioning from college to pro, and how you, what the steps you got to go through and the places you got to play, and just how that looks. And it's a really, you know, I've been there the last couple of years, and it's just such an intimate experience to see these players up close, how they, you know, deal with the heat, the adversity, and everything that they do when it's just not glamorous. You know, a lot of these guys, some of these junior players will play junior Wimbledon, then they'll come back to the United States, and the next thing you know, they're playing a 15K in Edwardsville, Illinois, or Tulsa, Oklahoma. And so we just want to take a look and see if we can maybe, you know, maybe bring some exposure to that too. So that's something that we'd also like to develop.
Totally, totally. We're really, if you can't tell, we're really excited about this. We're hoping that this will turn into something that people who follow really love. Yeah. I can't overemphasize, if you love the podcast, the subscriber only podcast will not pop up in the Apple Podcast app. They won't pop up in whatever app you use for your podcast listening. And so be sure you go, if you're not on Twitter, join, follow us at Payers Players. And then if you want the exclusive content, also subscribe. Yeah. Scott, is there anything else before we wrap up?
Well, I think the most obvious question is how much, Robert?
Yeah, you know, what we had hoped to do was do $3 for our first 20 people and then go to $5 after that. Twitter's made it where you can't move the price. So as I was setting it up, I really didn't think through the pricing as well as I should have, but we set it at $5. I think that for what we're going to provide, it's going to be a huge value, especially with some of the guests that we have coming up. Scott's got three or four guests already on the list. I've got three guests already on the list. So we have seven already lined up or so. And we hope to not just entertain, but also to inform.
Yeah. And the way I think about it is like, if you get value from the podcast and you think that, you know, what we provide is something that, you know, is important to your journey and development, it's like buying us a cup of coffee, and we'll split that cup of coffee. Robert and I will split the cup of coffee. You just buy us one coffee, buy us a latte. It's $5 at Starbucks. So that's the same thing. So we'd appreciate that.
Yeah, totally. So that wraps this one up. This was a quick kind of in-between episode. We appreciate anybody who supports. And again, if you do subscribe and you're one of the first 20, go ahead and shoot me your size and I'll get information for your address to ship it, ship you a t-shirt. And thanks again.